USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues in day six, President Trump holding firm on his demands.
So folks are saying, can we have some drones? Can we have technology? Technology is bells and whistles. You have to have a wall. You have to have protection. So when you say, how long is it going to take? When are they going to say that we need border security?
A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. NBC News meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says things are not looking good for a lot of travelers.
Winter weather alerts stretching all the way from Texas up to the Canadian border. It's really incredible because we have 12 million Americans right now impacted by these winter weather advisories.
And if you haven't done enough shopping, Amazon's third annual Digital Day will take place on Friday. Although if you go and check out Amazon now, there are some deals currently available. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Heads up if you get your TV through Verizon. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Verizon Communications warning that Fios TV customers may lose access to ESPN and Disney Channel, among other networks, if it cannot reach a new carriage agreement with the Walt Disney Company. It's the latest fight between media companies over carrying and paying for content. The parties say negotiations are continuing, but if a deal is not reached, Disney's channels could go dark for Fios customers at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. Disney is also running ads warning those customers of this prospect. Disney starting airing the ads aimed at the 4.5 million subscribers to Fios. The spots carry the message, don't lose your shows.
And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's top political advisor says Bloomberg is ready to spend $100 million if he runs for president in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigations of border control facilities continue after two Guatemalan migrant children die in separate incidents after being detained by U.S. authorities. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's finished new medical screenings of almost all the children in the care of the Border Patrol after the deaths of two migrant children this month. New Mexico Representative-elect Sochelle Torres-Small.
We need to have medical personnel, people who can do screenings as we have families enter our custody. We need appropriate facilities, not holding cells that are set up for three adult men, but rather facilities that are appropriate for families.
Homeland Security Chief Kristen Nielsen blames the deaths on what she calls a system that prevents parents who bring their children on a dangerous, illegal journey from facing consequences for their actions.
Flights in and around Indonesia are being rerouted as the Krakatoa volcano is still erupting after triggering that deadly tsunami over the weekend. So far, more than 430 people have been confirmed dead as a result of that initial disaster. And a severe weather threat in Dallas is to blame for the cancellation of the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College, as BC led 7-0 with about 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter when the game was halted. It's believed to be the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.